Well, we got a vibe early from Roscoe out on the ski slopes. Hey, Roscoe, can you hear me?
Hey, pretty good.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
You're actually out on the slopes?
Yeah, don't you got to tell the folks what you just played?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. That was the keynotes in Pyramid. Counting backwards, we heard the Marquees there. That was produced by Birthday Boy Bo Diddley. Marvin Gaye in the background somewhere on that doing Hey Little Schoolgirl. Got Johnny Emilio and the Downbeats did Downbeat by request. Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama. Johnny Bell did the third degree. We opened up with Bo Diddley. Happy birthday, Bo. Hush your mouth. And Roscoe the Vibe Meister on the line. Happy New Year, Rosk.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, how was your holiday?
Not too bad.
Yeah, what's going on?
Food and drink.
Uh-huh.
And the Camelback Ski Resort. Which is out in the Poconos, beyond the Poconos. Pretty groovy.
Wow.
It's my first crack at Eastern skiing.
Ever?
Yeah, I never went in the East.
Wow, well.
Having grown up in the Midwest and colleged in the Rockies.
So what's the verdict?
Oh, it's pretty good, actually. I think it would be even more excellent during the week. But, you know, this is like...
Crowded.
This is a peak day, and it's not too crowded, so...
Yeah, great.
They do sell beer. They had the outdoor hamburgers going. I had one hamburger on the top of the mountain, and I had a knockwurst with sauerkraut on the bottom.
Wow.
How was your guys' New Year's thing going there?
It was great. Let's see, New Year's Eve, we made a cameo at Kenny Hiratsuka's, and we went up on the roof and watched Avenue A burn for a while, and then we watched Keith on TV, watched Keith Richards' new hairdo for a couple of songs.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that.
And then New Year's Day, we went to Holly's, which was incredible.
That's the party where she, like, breaks out all the stuff that she's been stashing from other people's parties all year?
I think this was even more intense than that. I mean, the whole stairwell of the building was the bar. I mean, it was incredible. It was a food and booze layout.
Orgy.
What can you say about it? It was so intense. It was great.
We had, like, four food stations and a booze station. The booze station was set up in the stairwell, you know, and then they had the bar thing so in front of the hallway.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I mean, it was serious.
Well, yesterday I was really concerned. I was, like, planning my day, went out for a walk, and I had to hurry back to make the vibe report at 4:30. And I called the station and got some girl yesterday.
Oh, Bronwyn.
I'm like, what are you doing? You know, and she goes, what? And I'm like, well, this is the vibe line. I don't know why you're answering. She goes, it's the wrong day, sir.
Wow.
That was pretty good. I mean, I haven't done one of those in a while since, like, Europe when I called, like, a couple hours early on the wrong time zone.
Right, and when you called in on the Christian guy's show.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty funny. So, you know, the Ig is playing at the Divide Wednesday. That's pretty news.
Oh, yeah. Is he playing more than one day?
I don't know. I'm not going to... Maybe it's two Wednesdays from now. I think it's two. But I don't know. Because I'm going to be away, so I'm not paying attention to it.
Because usually that's what he likes to do when he plays a small joint. He likes to play for a few days. He did a whole tour like that in the early 80s where, you know, he played CBGBs for a week.
Right,
and
I remember
every
that.
Club that he played, he had his roadie paint the wall and then write all the songs in paint that they knew on the wall, and then he would just call them out.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the set list.
So much easier to read than pencil.
Well, he doesn't wear his glasses on stage, so...
Right, and know. Even the floor is not safe either. Nothing's safe with the Ig.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, we had a funny one this week. I got to find it. Hold on a second. J.D. King pointed us out. We're trying to figure out what to do about it. We want to do an on-the-air dial-a-date. It was pointed out that there was an actual ad in the personal section of the Village Voice. Get this. Rockabilly loving gal seeks Link Ray / Billy Miller type for dancing partner at McGovern's Brownies and Continental Loves Liars, Real Kids, Ramones, and The Hound. Sideburns A+. Isn't that funny?
Who was reading them to find it?
J.D. King was the one who found it, and I guess he's an Ask Isadora fan. We should actually read that Isadora letter. That's pretty astounding. Anyway, so he pointed out to Jeff Roth, who pointed it out to me.
Call in?
Well, I did leave a message saying that if she didn't have any luck with the Village Voice readers and wanted to try the Hound listenership, we would do a live dial-a-date.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've contacted the person?
Well, we left a message. I mean...
Oh, is that how
voicemail.
You do it?
Voicemail.
Yeah, you know how it...
I don't know.
Brian explained me how it worked.
Well, I have read
I had
some
to have
those
it, had it explained.
You know, I read some of those in one of the free papers once while waiting for Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
It was something to do. Let's see. Well, that's pretty much the vibe. I don't know too much other news.
Well.
Just you and Sally out there?
Yep. So we're going to be gone for 2 weeks off the air. Nick will be here next week, and the old Kaj and Toot will be here in 2 weeks.
Nitro Nick.
I'll be basking in the sun in Florida, and Sally will be holding down the bars of the East Village.
And I'm going to be, cruising to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
I think I put together a couple deals this weekend, but, you know, it's just to make 93. I keep calling it 83. I did the same thing last year when we were playing up in Toronto, you know, and I'd stop the whole thing and, you know, in the middle of the song, I'd like to join you all in toast and welcoming in the new year, 1982.
Wow.
1993.
Incredible. 10 years since Nose.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, Jack's got his Nose style going. I guess he could probably shave the beard after the... What was it, this thing called? 90 Nights or something?
99 Nights.
99 Nights.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Well,
what time is it now?
4:30.
Now it's vibe time.
Yeah.
Let's see. State of the vibe. Hey. I had a funny experience. I do have. It is a nice thing to fall back on when you're talking to people, and you realize that they're Hound listeners, and you go, "Hey, I'm the Vibe Meister."
Meet me by Meisters on the Slopes.
And they buy you a beer.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to explain to that guy Simon that I was the Vibe Meister. He was like, "Yeah, the guy who calls in."
Simon the Bar Sinister?
That's what everybody says. The guy who calls in.
Simon, the only other guy who's got the heavy strings.
The Ledge wrote a letter saying, "My favorite part of your show is when the guy calls in every week from Joe Ely's closet."
Joe Ely's. Well, I guess that's all I got. I mean, I think we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, Roscoe. Well, happy New Year and good talking to you. Say hi to ML and to the Slopes.
To all the, to the Slopes. And there's a lot of them out here.
And we'll say hi to the Schlubs back here.
Okay.
Aloha, Roscoe. State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen.